Okay, to do the meditation, first we are contemplating about the mind today. So basically we will understand what our mental states are. So we should know the lustful mind as lustful mind, lust-free mind as lust-free mind, hatred mind as hatred mind, hate-free mind as hate-free mind, deluded mind as deluded mind, undeluded mind as undeluded mind. And when we have the sloth and torpor, that you eat quite a lot or something like that, you get this lethargic nature. So there is this contracted mind. So the contracted mind has contracted mind. And if I have the restlessness and worry, for example, I have the distracted mind. So the distracted mind has distracted mind. And if my mind is sort of expanded because I do not have those things, then I understand, I discern that my mind is without those things and my mind become expanded. So developed mind as developed mind, undeveloped mind as undeveloped mind. And if my mind is not having wisdom, although I got the concentration, but there's no wisdom in it, then it is surpassed mind, because the other mental state can surpass it. And so surpassed mind as surpassed mind, unsurpassed mind as unsurpassed mind. Unsurpassed mind is mind with wisdom. And then the mind gets concentrated, so the concentrated mind as concentrated mind, unconcentrated mind as unconcentrated mind. And my mind gets liberated. You know, I don't have five hindrances, I get the liberation. So liberated mind as liberated mind. This liberation has no ending in that sense, that it is not only the concentration, you can have the RN concentrations, you know, that the attainments, so therefore liberation is there as well. So liberated mind as liberated mind, unliberated mind as unliberated mind. And then Buddha said, you need to focus internally and focus externally. Internally and externally, that is, you can actually see that I have this lustful mind, and similarly you can see somebody with the lust, you can sort of see that in the lustful nature when they do things like that. And to properly see this thing, you got to have the telepathy. You can develop your mind, you can actually see other people's mind. So people who can do, they can actually see other people's mind. And also you, so that is internally and externally, and also you look at the focus on the rising phenomena and the passing away phenomena of that one. So the rising phenomena is a bit detailed. That is, how do we get these states of the mind? For example, lustful state, we will discuss in a little while, how do we arrive at the lustful state. So normally you would seek delight in something. Let's say if I have form or material thing, I seek delight in form, welcomes it, remain whole into it. By doing that one, the delight in form arises. So the delight in form is craving. So this craving as a condition, there's this clinging, and clinging as a condition, the existence of the very same craving. As existence as condition, there's this birth, I'll become. I will come to this world or another world, something. So that is the arising phenomena. With that one, so the body comes to arise. Matter, feeling, perception, volitional formation, and consciousness all come to arise. So that is the arising phenomena. And then Buddha asks us to observe the passing away phenomena. The passing away phenomena is that one does not seek the light in that form, does not welcome it, does not remain whole into it. So since we are not remain whole into those things, the delight does not come to arise. With the cessation of delight comes the cessation of this craving, cessation of clinging, cessation of existence of craving. And so therefore there is a cessation of birth. You won't be clinging to the matter, feeling, perception, volitional formation, or consciousness. None of them. So therefore that is the cessation. So one, it is a very important part in the meditation to contemplate about the arising and passing away. That is very important. You focus your mind for a material thing and you see that is how it's come to arise. That's how we came to arise over here. And this is the only way to seize that one. We are not doing that thing. So in the meditation, remember you are not going to remove that one. You are an observer. You observe it. If you try to think, okay, because I cling to these things, therefore I will be becoming, so I am not going to cling, then your consciousness is going to hide it. You are an observer, like another person is doing that one, I am observing. So I am seeing, because of this, this arises. Because of this, that arises. You are simply observing these things. Right? So to understand the arising. And then the next one is, Buddha said, you have the mindfulness, that there is mind. It is maintained to the extent of knowledge and remembrance. You are aware of that. So that's the, so he remained independent, unsustained by not clinging anything in the world. This is how monk remains focused on the mind. This is the part that we discuss in the thing, the meditation. So this is the meditation Buddha described, how to do this one. So this one is said in very short form. Because the monk is now a bit advanced at this stage of the meditation, he knows how these things are coming to arise. Now, we are going to discuss this diagram first to understand that this diagram, to understand this arising of this lustful mind, hatred mind and the deluded mind. Only three we will do today. Okay, so you can see in this particular diagram that physical nutriment is on the top left-hand corner. And again, I'm grateful to this Brahma Sahampati who gave this diagram, you know, that how to do this, putting these things in proper place. And so, because of the physical nutriment, remember that we discussed about this 10 parts before, and remember that because of the physical nutriment, there is perversion, that there is fear in the foul, and then there is a clinging to sensual desire, then the bond of sensual desire, and the body tie of covetousness. Now I am completely bound to that one, and then the taint of sensual desire, because I am not letting go of that tie, I am not getting rid of that tie, so there is taint of sensual desire. And there's this flood of sensual desire. You can see it's actually a flood coming through, right? This flood will increase more and more. And let's say you are in a house and then flood is coming up, you know, and then the flood will lift you up. And it's called the barb of lust. At that particular time, no control. You don't have any control. You are going with the flood. And then that becomes the form as a steady point for consciousness passing on. That means my consciousness will remain holding to the physical nutriment. The physical nutriment is the one that created the whole situation. Maybe a beautiful person. Maybe a pleasure that I am having. Maybe some food that I am eating at that time. So this is actually going back. Now you need to understand this is circling, going back. I started with the physical nutriment. I went, came up to the barb of lust. Then my consciousness was steady on the form. Form is the physical nutriment in this case. It's going back, it's circling, right? And as a result of that one, then I would actually get the pain. I get the birth and then get the pain later, right? And so in this diagram, you can see when you repeat, you can see there is something, there's line one marked over here. So what that means, I am repeating from here to here, circling around, right? It's going back to the same thing. It's like a wheel turning. And the result is that I go through this line one to the volitional formations. It's called sanskara, volitional formations. That is, what is volitional formation? Volitional formation, you need to understand, it is the one actually constructing the consciousness. It is the one constructing, it constructs the form as form. That's the nutriment, for example. If I eat something today, and then I am happy with that food. Next day I see that food on somebody else's table or somewhere else, my mind, my volitional formation would construct, this is the food you ate, this is the food you like, this is the taste, this is the perception, everything constructed by this food you have even eaten.
Sorry, is it memory? Is it
similar? Memory, well, memory has a part in it. Memory in Buddhist terms is not, memory is not actually existing in that way. It is also constructed. When you say memory, it is something like you're thinking about like a computer memory or something like that. And that's how people tend to think. But then that means there's static something existing. There's nothing static here. It's dynamic. Yeah. All the time it is constructed with the input. When there is an input
mechanism
for so it's something like a wheel turning in your mind, right? So that wheel is actually this thinking, your talking, your physical actions, those are the wheels. So there are three wheels in that case. There is one from the mind, the mental ones. There is another one from the words, right? You are speaking, and the bodily action. So, in RM terms, the in-breathing and inhaling and exhaling is the bodily action. And the vitakka vichara, that is the initial thought and the sustained thought, is the verbal one. And then from the mind, there are these actions, they are actually perception that is marked over here, and the feeling and the volition, right? So now you can see, since you are rotating this one, you are turning one of the wheels. I want this food, I like this person or whatever thing it is. You go through the line one, you are going to the volitional formation. It is not completely happening on that line alone. That was a major part in this case. But you can see there's another line coming through that one. Because that food, I get contacted. And because of the contact, there is feeling. That feeling I perceive. Since I perceive that one as a pleasure over here, remember the second part that always I'm telling, contact as a nutriment, there is a perversion, there is pleasure while it is painful. So there is this perception that this feeling is pleasurable. It's a wrong thing. Actually, it is painful, but I think it is as a pleasurable thing. So there is the mental volition. So in that volition, I am actually connected with that food. I am using it. I can't give it up. I am using that one as well. I am remain holding to it. That is volition. So therefore, I am making that this is mine. If you go to a supermarket, if you see the dog's food and your food, you will say, this food is mine. The other one, you don't think about the dog's food as dog food unless you have a dog, right? Likewise, you know, if you have excrement and food, excrement is not mine, the food is mine, like that. Right? So you actually say, my making here. My making, that is what is called my making. So you get into the identity view that this is mine. So you are coming through this line 3 to the volition. So in the first case, you can see, by rotating this one, this wheel that fast, I'm propelling my power to this side, and I go through to this one at least from the two things. One thing is that the line 1, where I have the lustful nature, I like it, so I got the view over here, I'm getting that this is fair. If it is the food, I'm saying it is fair. I'm also saying it is pleasurable. I'm also saying that it is mine. Three things. And so that means I got the lust created, that my mind is lustful, but my view is corrupted view. I'm saying that thing is mine. It's not mine. It's a false thing. Okay, that's how you get the the lustful. So you understand the lustful mind. When we talk about the lustful mind, that is what I am doing. I am over here. I am rotating in this one. And when I say my mind is, I got lust. Lust is that you have the greed, for example. You have greed for sensual desire. And I want to have this, I want to eat this, and all those urges are coming up, I can't give up, I really want it, like that nature. Yeah, strong desire, very strong desire. And in the second part, you can see, and we need to little bit discuss this diagram again, the second direction. So we've got the contact as nutriment. And there is this perversion that there is pleasure in the painful. Why it is painful? It is actually, if you look at the first part, what is the result? Result is the pain. That pain is the one that is you get contacted. Although we think that we are actually seeing a beautiful person, or this food is good or something like that, but what you get is actually the pain. So, if you think long term, you understand that. So there is a pleasure in painful. And therefore, since I feel that this is pleasurable, then I have the virtue and duty clinging. Well, I am happy to study mathematics, engineering and all those things, agriculture, whatever thing it is you are doing, just for this. Because if I want to eat, I have to earn. To earn, I need to do this. And so I study. So that's the virtue and duty clinging is there. And also, I have this virtue and duty clinging because of my virtue itself, because I hear, I'm happy now, my family is good, everything is good, and I hold the future at that time. When I hold the future, and I see, when I look outside, I see a king or someone, you know, going in a good vehicle, and you know, that person has got much happiness. Since I am happy, I was thinking I want to have that happiness as well. Right? And let's say you are doing a small job, you want to do a big job. You are thinking that person is so happy. So then how come he became the king? And then you hear from a monk or something that he was actually practicing this, you know, the virtue, practicing this thing. And so you are going for that extreme as well in that sense. It's okay to have virtue, it's very good to have virtue, but clinging to the result is the bad one. You should have the virtue. Without virtue, you can't go through this path at all. Clinging to the result of the virtue is the issue. So I cling to the result of the virtue. If I do the engineering degree, I won't have this sort of job. Right? And then I go to that thing and all of a sudden something will happen. I'm fired from the job. Or I get somebody else get the job, I don't get the job. And I'm thinking, why is it happening? I did the whole thing, I did study and all those things. I'm qualified as him. So ill will and all those things come to arise. Right? So the virtue and duty clinging leads to the bond of existence because I want to live in this way. And since something happened, tsunami, earthquakes and firing from the job or whatever, the body tie of ill will. And then there's the taint of existence. And I'm happy to, but although I get this particular problem, well, I will blame somebody, blame the God or whatever, whoever, you know, that the person who created this problem for me. That's how I think. But I still cling to what I was clinging at the beginning. And so the flood of existence and then barb of hate. That's what I go through now. Since I have the hate, then the feeling becomes the starting point for consciousness passing on, that I'm now my mind get hold of the feeling. Because of the contact, what you get? Feeling. The result of the contact is feeling. So I hold into that feeling. So now you can see again I have another circle. Coming from here, I'm rotating, going back to the same thing, going back to the feeling. So my another wheel is now spinning. So if it is happening, you can see in this diagram that you are going through the contact as nutriment, going to this barb of hate, and you are coming back to it, and I'm always holding back to my feeling. I want it to be pleasurable. That's why we watch TV and things, you know, we seek delight all the time. If you are happy, would you have to watch anything else? If you are really internally happy, I would look outside. So I'm looking outside because I am unhappy. So I think by doing this thing, I will be happy. So you can see, I'm rotating again. That you can see there's line 2 now. The line 2 will continue to the volitional formation. At that time, my mind is hatred mind. I get a hatred mind. Because the result of this feeling is actually the perversion. There is a pleasure in the painful. Although I thought it's pleasurable, that's why I came to this world, that's why I am actually doing these things, but it's actually painful. So, since the painful feeling is the one I am generating all the time, I'm going through the hate, so you can see I continue on the line too. So, at that time, I get two things. I go through the line too, I got the hatred mind, and then my view got corrupted over here. I am still saying that these things are mine. The job that other person got is mine. I'm saying it. I'm angry, I'm jealous, but I still say that one, right? And so you can see two things happen over there. And then there's this third one with the mental volition. This one is a little bit complicated. Because again, if you look at this the part C, and the third direction, you can see the mental volition as nutriment. Mental volition as nutriment. The perversion that there is self in the not self. There's nothing called self in that sense. We are making it up as this is mine. When you say self, you think that way. This is mine, this I am. That is what I am constructing. So there's view clinging because I made it up in myself. That view, I'm clinging to that one. So the bond of views and the body tie of misapprehension, the taint of views and the flood of views and the barb of views. When you get the barb of views, how do I get the view? I got that view because of the perception. Because you can see in this diagram, the perception led to the volition. That is the contact point. So the perception led to this situation. Therefore, I got this view, I am now rotating this one again and again, I'm holding to the perception. Consciousness is like a monkey. Always it could get hold of something. First it was holding the nutriment, next time you are holding to this feeling, next time you are holding to the perception. You don't let go anything unless the monkey is actually holding one branch. Hold the other one and let this one go, right? So monkey walking like that one. Similarly, you do the same thing in your consciousness. Now you are holding to that one. Now, because of this, the process, you can see now we are coming through the line 3. Line through the original formation. And you can sometimes go through the neutral one as well, neutral feeling as well. So, this is the path that is going through, if it is actually happening from here, that the third line rotating, this is the third wheel, that means you have the sort of ignorance. This one continuing to the fourth one, and it's actually the ignorance path, the moha, ignorance, or the delusion, you can say. So that's how you are now understand my mind is lustful mind. Try to understand the lustful mind. This is the major one you understand. And you understand the hatred mind. The other one is a little bit difficult. Unless
how do you get to ignorance? That's interesting. Where is the passage?
Yes, you can see that when this one is actually constructed, so you go into the consciousness is now constructed from the volitional formation.
Yes.
So when the volitional formation constructed, I can spin this wheel faster.
Yeah.
So I can come back to the same thing again and again.
Yes.
So I don't see the difference between the consciousness that is constructed the second ago to the consciousness that is constructed next moment. So I'm saying it's permanent. You see, I got a two pieces of paper. I pull one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and the same speed I pull the other one. So I can see my consciousness is now actually staying, you know, all the time. I'm saying that this is permanent.
I'm not aware that I'm doing it. That's why.
Yes, you're doing that. You're doing it. You do not know that you are doing it.
Yeah.
It is happening very rapidly. So you are thinking the rather than you are observing the constitutive occurrence of the consciousness, you are thinking consciousness is permanent.
Yeah.
And so that the permanency leads to this ignorance. So the ignorance over here in the third, you can see the fourth column has got the flood of ignorance written down over there.
Yeah.
That ignorance has got 12 things. The 12 things are, in the first part, you can see in this document, that over here we were saying the perversion, that there is a fair in the foul, and I got the perception, I got the thought, I got the view. Three things here. And over here, the perversion, that there is pleasure in the painful, the perception, and I got the thought and the view. And similarly over here in the third direction, the perversion, that there is a self in the not self, there's a perception, there's a thought, there's a view. And in the fourth line, you can see the self, the perversion, that there is a permanence in the impermanent, there's a perception that this is permanent, there's a thought that is permanent, and there's a view that it is permanent. So there are 12 things. These 12 things led to that ignorance. So you can see it's very complicated. That's why people can't actually see where it is coming from. So in the meditation, what we do to understand this mind, you know, you normally go through these 32 parts of the body or the dead bodies or the, you know, you go into that sort of meditation, or else you have the ability to remember, you are skillful, you can start with the diagram itself. Straight away with this diagram, then if you know how it is rotating, and if I go through this one, then I am getting this one, going into the hatred mind, lustful mind and sort of thing, then you can see your mind is actually holding into this.
Fourth one also rotates,
but consider for the moment, the third one and the fourth one are sort of in the same path.
Right.
They are in the same path because consciousness is, volitional formation is constructed, and then you get the consciousness. When you go to the ignorance part, that is that you get the barb of delusion, moha, that is the delusion path. So the delusion, when you get the delusion, it is holding, it's coming back to the volitional formation. It is holding to that one, whatever that construct. So for example, a carpenter, he is actually holding it to his the method of carpentry. I got this tool, I got these things, I assemble these things, you know, that the method that he is using. So he is clinging to that one. Likewise, your consciousness. Well, consciousness was constructed by this volitional formation, that the lust, the delusion, now hold into that. I'm holding to that, and because I'm actually have a fear over here that it will break, but I'm holding to that. So it's rotating that way. So you can see all the things are over here rotating themselves.
There need to be an arrow from there to here?
No, we don't put the arrow, because it is actually holding it to going back to that one from the mind is holding to that.
Yeah.
So therefore we are not putting the arrow. If you want, you can put, but the diagram.
Dotted line.
Yeah. Diagram maybe.
Indicate,
yeah.
Go back there and come.
That's right. Yeah. So this is how you do the meditation. So, let's do the meditation like this one for 25 minutes.